Hey everybody, welcome to the Faith and Fandom podcast. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, hi. And if you're listening to us actually on the podcast, we're glad you're here as well. And I've got Rosa with me because Rosa spent the last 4 days on the road with me for GalaxyCon Richmond. And we did an Artist Alley aftermath for day one, and we planned to do it every day while we were there, but day two was just, by the time we made it back to our hotel room,
collapsed.
Day two was just so stinking long, because day two was 10 hours on the con floor plus a panel and everything else with that. So day two, legit, we had every intention of doing an Artist Alley aftermath, but I was flipping tired and I had a message to prepare and for Sunday morning for Geek Church, so we straight up just didn't make that happen with that. But so it was a good show. It was a long show, a lot of stuff went on. We're just going to talk a little bit about that and keep it short with that. But so big picture, all 3 days we were there. What was your highlight? What was your favorite thing of all 3 days while we were in Richmond for GalaxyCon?
Jump scaring Dad with walkie-talkies. Watching FSCW, which is Fantasy Cosplay Super Wrestling. I said that wrong. But anyway.
Cosplay Wrestling. And she used her walkie-talkies to jump scare me, so that was her favorite thing. So yeah,
and meeting most of the people from My Hero Academia.
Who was the favorite person you met from My Hero Academia?
Deku.
Why?
His voice sounded like Deku like the entire time when we were talking.
Yeah, I mean, he's Justin, right? I think it was Justin.
I think so.
Justin literally just sounds like Deku any day, but then like Bakugo couldn't do the voice because it causes him physical pain, and he's not allowed to do that raspy voice for like the length of that. Did you meet every My Hero person there?
No.
Who'd you not meet?
Rocklock and Chisaki.
So.
And Nighteye.
You didn't meet Nighteye either?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so
when I walked over there, I don't think he was at his booth.
Remember, speak loud and clear. So you didn't meet three of them. That's the thing, like I had mentioned before, but Cooper Andrews was the only person I was actually really wanted to meet, and I met him out the gate pretty quickly. And yeah, I don't think there was anybody else that was like jumping out at me that I needed to meet. So the cosplay wrestling was your favorite, along with meeting the My Hero people. Those were your big things. For me, I think that, I mean, there's a lot of good things to it. Like with the Faith and Fandom panel on Saturday, you know, we had 30-ish, 40 people in there. And I think that there were only two people who had ever heard me before, like in person. And they had heard me this past summer at GalaxyCon Raleigh. So, you know, literally just driving 3 hours north put us in a new arena where all the people we were meeting for the first time. So that was cool. And the same thing went for a Sunday morning for Geek Church. We had roughly about 40 people in there. And, you know, it was just a really good experience with that. So having a discussion panel and actually having a full Geek Church service, you know, that was a big deal. Which is, you know, honestly the main reason I do those shows anyway. Galaxy Cons have a potential to cover our costs a little bit more, than some of the other shows. But in the end of the day, like, that's why I sign up to do them, is because they actually will give me a full church service, because not every con, if I remember doing my math right for 2019, out of like 23 shows for 2019, 10 of them, let me have a panel, and only like maybe three of them let me have a church service. So it's a big deal to be able to actually get like a full church service for a con. But that was a big deal for me. And I, you know, hearing some of the stories out of Sunday morning, like, you know, there was a young boy who was there and his family, and, you know, not names because I'm not trying to get people's private lives, but there was a family there who the year before they were at GalaxyCon, and the boy couldn't even, the boy, he was a young man, like a teenage man, wasn't able to walk. And then by the time he got back to GalaxyCon for this year, he was walking on his own. And, you know, and he couldn't speak a year ago, but he could speak now. And it's just, you know, that they were convinced about just how God had worked in their lives, and, you know, that they wanted to share that with me. And I thought that was a big deal. And just, you know, even during the Geek Church service, there were some people just in tears, and that, you know, choked me up a bit. And but it's a really good service with that. I think my overall favorite moment, and, you know, not to shout out people's private business or conversations, but like someone came up to me and just said that at the booth that they wanted to thank me for helping keep their faith or keep Christ relevant in their lives, that like what we are doing was helping keep their walk with God moving and active and stuff like that. And that's, you know, that's just stuff you're not prepared for. And, you know, she was crying, I started tearing up, and I think that was my favorite moment. Like, I literally just took a moment and wrote that in my journal, and, you know, that's one of those things I'm going to hold on to for forever with that. So that was just a big thing. One of the other things that really hit me is that, you know, just the wave of how social media works, and that for me, in my mind, because of how I perceive what I do, the books are the main thing. Like, it's all about the books, you know, like, you know, the social media stuff, the podcasts, the memes and stuff, that's like
side hustle.
That's like the side hustle of the side hustle of the side hustle. Like, I think those things don't matter as much as the books. But one of the things that really just, especially this weekend, really caught me off guard is the fact that there were people there who follow what I do, and they follow the social media posts, and they follow the podcasts, and they follow the memes and all that stuff, but they've never read a book. Not one of my books. And that, you know, if I'm not mistaken, there were three people at least who told me that they followed my stuff but had never picked it up. And so, you know, for me, I'm always thinking the books are the big deal, but really all the small stuff and all the stuff in between, as it carries just as much weight and is just as important as what I consider to be the big things. So that really helped put it in perspective, and for me, and honestly just gave some validity that what I'm doing with that other stuff actually matters. And so it was a really good weekend. There were some negatives, just with like some, you know, odd or hard conversations, but those are still good conversations. And you know, I don't think we annoyed our neighbors to death. Never even talked to our neighbor to the right. I don't know, did you even talk to him? Our neighbor to the right was he had a children's book, but like he put his banner up directly between us and them, so like I only saw them when they walked around their banner. And then our neighbor to our left, it was her first convention ever. It was her. It was her first convention ever, and she didn't even plan to go to it. And so she was there, and that's if you saw the social media posts of the Mareep pin that I bought, which is a Pokemon pun of Mareep what you sow, and like her stuff. You know, I ended up buying more from her than anybody else just because it was there and I was seeing it, but. There's some really cool people, and it was neat being like within eyesight of Jackie Kraft, who's our friend, and you know, they worked her hard this weekend. Like, she was gone all Saturday with like the cosplay contest and everything else, and ribbon cuttings on Friday and all that stuff. And this was actually your first time meeting Jackie, right?
ever in Endera before, I think.
Where?
There was a Comic-Con that you and Vincent went to, and I was there too.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you had met her before, but you know, that's one of the things too that, you know, I was happy for you to actually get to spend some time, you know, hanging out and talking to her. What was your impression of her in person with everything that she was doing?
She's nice and has really cool cosplays.
Yeah, she does. And that's the thing, you know, about Jackie's booth. It doesn't look like your average cosplayer booth. There's not, she doesn't have like photos of her or stuff that she's selling at, but she's selling like patterns of cosplays and she's doing giveaways. And there's nothing wrong with the cosplayers that sell their photos or anything else. I'm just saying it's not your standard buy a pretty picture of me cosplay booth. And but it was really cool just to be there with her. And you know, there's some other artists and vendors that we knew there. Sean, who was on the Sean Durrington, who does, you know, kids books and monsters and stuff. And Joe Lissy was around the corner, who does just some really great prints and art. And Fayetteville Comic Con was there as well, you know, just kind of gearing into that season. Okay, I didn't prep you for this, so use discretion. Okay, don't call anybody out specifically by name or anything, or throw anybody under the bus. What was the most negative thing you experienced there? Like, thing that discouraged you or frustrated you, hurt your feelings, made you sad to see, but again, keep it, like, remotely discreet in how you describe it.
Could we move on to a different topic and come back?
Okay, you can think about it. I think for me, I think my most negative thing wasn't even really about this show. My most negative thing was that when I was setting up, one of the other vendors pointed out to me that some stuff had changed for GalaxyCon Raleigh that I hadn't been made aware of, that they are moving Artist Alley from the main exhibitor hall to a separate... Stop breathing so heavy. Open your mouth and breathe because your nose is too loud.
It's worse.
Stop being a weird breather.
It's not worse when I open my mouth.
Alright, just try and tone it down. I don't want to have to edit this podcast because you're a heavy breather. God bless America. You're like...
I'm Darth Vader.
You really are. You're tearing me apart, Anakin. God bless America. But, you are my brother, Anakin. Just make an effort to not be so loud with you breathe. I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying you're a loud breather. That was probably my worst thing about the whole con was your heavy breathing. Like, the whole time. Couldn't hear anything. But no, I think that finding out that GalaxyCon Raleigh had shifted gears to the point that the big exhibit hall is literally just going to be exhibitors and celebrities, and the artists are going to be like down the row, like down in another building. Man, like that put me in a funk. Like I think Saturday morning, I think I was really struggling for a while with that, because like that just discouraged me, because GalaxyCon Raleigh is one of my biggest shows with reach and discussions with people, and like I honestly just don't know the logistics of how that's going to work out. So I got in that, and that's as much my fault as anything else, is that I let myself get distracted from what was actually happening right then, and I was worrying about a show that's legitimately I don't know, 5 months from now.
I thought it was in like June.
It's like the end of July and August. So it's like July into August. So it's a while from now, and I was letting that distract me from actually being present in the show that I was actually at. So that was a... Stop squeaking your chair so much. Just all the...
Squeaky.
You are such a noisy human. This is why it's okay to have your family at events and stuff because you can treat each other like family. And she still knows I love her. And if I throw Tom from Toonami at her head, you know what? You can't touch. You put Krillin down. Put Krillin down. You do not touch Krillin. He is the strongest of the Earth Z fighters, and you show him some respect.
Destructo disc you in the face.
You put some respect on Krillin's name. How dare you? But no, like, I got distracted by that, and, you know, that was something that I shouldn't have. That let that affect my mood. It really affected my attitude. But then Saturday we also had, Deb was there like the whole day, and mm-hmm. that was too. So what was your thoughts on Deb meeting her and, you know, who she was and all her deal?
Her She-Ra costume and all her other cosplays are amazing.
Yeah.
And she was a nice person in general, and I liked hanging out with her.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say her last name wrong because I say everybody's last name's wrong, but Deborah Lanham, is a cosplayer from the Topsail/Wilmington-Jacksonville-ish area, somewhere that way. And she was doing a college project on cosplay, like on how people view it, perceive it.
There are different opinions on it.
There are different opinions. So she showed up in her She-Ra costume, and she did surveys all day with the people that... you know, just anybody she could find. I think she ended up surveying almost 100 people. And it was really cool having her hang out with us as well. And she's actually going to be a cosplay guest and judge for the Comic-Con we're having at our church in April. So she'll be back with us for that. But that was really cool. So the lady saying that we helped keep her faith, you know, active and relevant and involved, that was big. The Comic-Cons were... or the chapel, the church service and the panel was dope, but you know, having Deb there was great, but I really just think me getting distracted about another show was discouraging. But in all reality, it was a pretty great show. People are gonna stop listening to this podcast because of your heavy breathing, I swear. Oh. So did you have a negative, anything that really popped up in your mind, anything?
I don't know how to say this.
We'll say it.
I don't like a certain art style per se.
Okay, you don't like a certain art style per se. What's that per se art style?
Am I allowed to say that?
If your dad's here, whisper in my ear first. We'll see what's up. Hold on, I might hit the mute button on this podcast so I can save it for later. Go. Sure, I guess you can say that. So, what's your certain art style that you don't like?
I don't like art that shows too much.
Like... is that something I've told you not to like or anything?
No,
or?
I don't really like it.
Okay, so you, as she whispered in my ear, you don't like boob art. is that what you're saying?
Kind of,
I couldn't say if you're saying poop art or boob art.
No.
I don't like poop art personally.
That sounded like rhubarb.
Rhubarb, yes. I don't like rhubarb. I actually like rhubarb pie. but that's one of the things, though, is that, you know... it's not my cup of tea. And I didn't, honestly, it didn't really click in my mind until I was looking at the photos later that our booth was across from another artist who had a lot of, as you refer to it, boob art. And it didn't occur to me that as I was taking photos of cosplayers and posting them online, that every photo I took of cosplayers directly in front of our booth had lewd art in the background. So, like, I was like, oh.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll probably hear about that at the next, like, Camp Grace board meeting or something. But,
like, why did you post this?
Yes. Well.
Why didn't you blur the background?
Girl, I ain't got time to blur backgrounds on photos. Do you know how busy this life is? No. But, you know. It was, you know, I was just something I wasn't prepared for. You know, I didn't think twice about, but yeah, so I could see that. But that's one of the things about, you know, I know you don't see every show I'm at, but if other artists have the fact that everyone has the freedom to share their art, as long as they keep it within certain rules, is how I'm able to be in there to do Faith and Fandom. So if they limit somebody else and what they're doing, by all reasons, they can limit what I'm doing. So, you know, it really is the freedom of speech, and, you know, every show has the right to do that. And, you know, as you know, like that one artist had a photo, like a post-it note over part of the picture because it was too lewd.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the world, man. It's just really like, how much can you censor? You know, because, you know, I wouldn't have wanted you to be in front of that like 2 years ago, and have to like be there. But like, you know, you're maturing, so I'm giving you those opportunities. But
I also went to Comic Con 2 years ago. Yep. And like walked around. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's not stuff you haven't seen before, and some shows really do try to push the more family friendly aspect of it, and I appreciate that. But you know, it's equal rights with that, and you know, I support the art I support, and you know, I'm not gonna buy the art that I don't. So that's just where I'm at with that. So what did you wish you would have had more time to do?
What I really wanted to do, there were multiple panels that I wanted to go to, but they were all at the same time.
Yeah.
And so, like, if I could slow down time and do all of the panels I wanted to, that would have been fun. Because, like, if there was, like, a comedy thing at the same time as a brackets, I really wanted to go to both of them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that's the thing. Usually, I've never done a geek church service at a Galaxy Con or Super Con that wasn't directly conflicting with a panel I wanted to be at. Or, you know, that, you know, geek church runs at the same time as David Tennant's Q&A. And, like, all my friends will be like, yeah, sorry, bro. It's like, we're not coming to your thing. And that's the thing.
And
like,
you probably wanted to go, too.
Well, there's been those times. And so I totally understand it. But that's one of the things about a show that has a lot of programming is you're not going to be able to get to everything.
Nope.
You're not going to be able to go to all the panels. You're not going to be able to do that. So it really, it does make you pick and choose. But also in another way, that really puts it to make you want to come back so you can actually
do that the next go around.
Yeah, do the stuff that you didn't get to do the first time. So, which is another reason why I like to do things like, for me, I try to, for the most part, record my panels. Like the Geek Church service, whenever we're done recording this, I'm going to put up online on our podcast channel. I didn't record the discussion one because people were literally spread out across an entire room.
And it would be hard to hear.
Yeah, it would be. Literally, they would have needed to come up and get on a microphone and be loud enough for the mic to pick up. And I left all the podcast equipment at home. Yep. So it just was not conducive with that. But, you know, I appreciated that with that. And, you know, the cool thing was at the discussion panel, we had clergy members from other, like, denominations and other faiths. And
it
was
clergy?
Clergy is a bougie word for Jesus people. Or ministry people, like, anybody that, like, their job is church, that's clergy. Like, if you go into the hospital parking deck, on the first floor, there's, like, a whole row of clergy parking spots. It's 'cause pastors or whoever visiting get, like, better parking spots, 'cause they're there to visit people and help. So, not many places have clergy parking.
Do you park in the clergy parking?
I've never once got to go to the hospital and park in the clergy parking because it's always full. I don't know if that's people just straight up like bogarting the parking spot just so they get a better parking spot, or there's actually that many pastors there, but I've never got to use it.
Wait there in the other parking spot as soon as they leave.
Yeah, no, that's... And they always seem full. But no, there are other clergy members and stuff there. And, you know, I talked to one guy after the service on Sunday who's just, like, straight up angry at God because he feels like, you know, God doesn't keep some of his promises. And, We had like a long discussion with that, and you know, so not every discussion is always cheerful, but they're good and they're helpful. And honestly, getting to meet some people that were really excited about just the idea of the books and that. And I did one thing that I'd not done before is that I gave out PDFs. I open invited people that were at the panel for Saturday to get free PDFs of the books if they wanted them. So, like, I think I gave out like a dozen PDFs of all the books there.
Yeah, I remember people coming up and be like, hey, give this email address to Hector so he can send me the PDFs of Faith and Fandom.
Yeah, so that was a thing. And but our food situation never got better than Juan Gonzalez, because time-wise, our food like steady downgraded every night after Juan Gonzalez, because we had
Gonzalez Waffle House.
Arby's. And then we ate at a Sheetz gas station on the way home. which, no hate on a Sheetz gas station.
I might have ranked that higher than Arby's.
I would have put that higher than Arby's, too. Yeah. Realistically, I would probably put it higher than Waffle House, except my food was all squished.
I liked Waffle House that night.
Yeah.
It was good.
I had
a chocolate chip waffle, and it's amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just one of the things. It was a good weekend. Is there anything, like, you took away personally? Like, from the people we dealt with, from the service on Sunday, the experience, the environment, anything that, like, just left you that you appreciated or just kind of learned from?
There was a group there that had social IRL, and it made me made me realize that some people go to Comic Cons because a lot of the people who go to Comic Cons go there to find people who have the same interest as them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's really is like some people, that's the only place they can go to find people that actually like the things that they like. Like at your school, you've got like a handful of people that like your same, that's kids that play Fortnite. You've got people that like My Hero. You've got kids from your church. You've got a built-in social network of people who actually like the things you like in school, but, you know, the average adult doesn't have a social network where people actually, not social network, they have a social network like online, but they don't have a network of people that actually like and enjoy the same things that they like. I mean, it's just like finding people at our church that, you know, like adults that I can walk in to be like, hey, yo, did you watch Doctor Who last night? Or, you know, it's a harder situation. So coming to Comic-Cons really is a way that people can interact where they normally don't get to.
And I honestly didn't realize that for a while until, like, I went in the speed friending room for a little bit, and I realized...
In the what?
Speed friending room.
Is that, like, speed dating for friends?
Yes.
Who told you could go in speed friending?
You said I could walk around and go on panels.
Bruh, that is not a panel. I did not sign you up to be paired with friends. I have to approve that garbage. You should have walkied.
I did.
Not about that.
I did.
The deuce, man.
I did.
You did not ask me about speed friending.
I did.
When? What? That literally right now is the first time I've heard the term speed friending. That's hot garbage, and you're grounded. No, but okay, go ahead.
And I realized, like, that people were there so they could find people with common interest.
Yeah. You didn't go to, like, speed dating or anything, did you?
No.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what you did.
I went to Brackets.
Well, tell me what Brackets is, or tell them what Brackets is.
Brackets is basically, they'll pick a topic, so, like, for instance, they had an anime Brackets, which had, like, a bunch of different animes, and it's basically a tournament to see which anime will win. So, like, one of the things, I think it was One Punch Man versus Dragon Ball Z. So, they'd split the group of people up onto each side, and then whoever won that, Dragon Ball Z would move on if they won, and then they'd go.
Did they have to answer questions, or it was like playing games?
It was playing games. Like, okay. There was one where you had to flick a rubber band and knock over cups, and whichever team won that first would move on.
Okay. Oh. All right, so anything else you want to say about this con in general?
No.
Okay. I think for me, like, mostly based on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday con structure, for most people, Friday is mediocre, Saturday is amazing, and then Sunday...
It's a little bit lower than Friday.
Yeah, it's either a little bit lower than Friday equal, when actually Friday was my second best day, Saturday was my worst day.
And then Sunday was your best.
And then Sunday was my best. And that was like, I just wasn't prepared for that. And honestly, like, we have a rule when we do Faith and Fandom, and that we don't actually count the money while we're there. We don't focus on money because we don't want to get distracted and actually see. We don't really look at the money thing, because I know that that can also be a big discouragement. And
that's what you realize, like, oh, I didn't make this much money. Now I have to force people, like, buy my books.
Yeah. Well, that's really the thing, is that it can be ridiculously depressing if you know straight up, I lost money this weekend. But we don't ever really try and do that. And, you know, it was really encouraging that this morning I actually got up and, you know, checked it so I could tell Danielle, like, what we actually did and didn't. And
what did we come out with?
We covered our hotel.
We did.
Right? we covered our hotel. We covered our booth costs. And,
did we cover gas or food?
I don't know how much we actually spent on food or gas, but the bottom line is we covered our real costs. And that's great. So we didn't, like, lose coming. Like, we spent money on food and gas, and that stuff we would have done if we were home.
But gas, we did find, like, our final stop maybe was under $2.
Yeah, so. Dude, we got $1.99 gas. I feel pretty good about my life. So, but no, it was like, it wasn't a financial loss for our family to do this weekend. So that's a win.
Yes.
And
we taught the Bible and we didn't lose money. Yay!
because honestly, a lot of 2019 was loss for our family. Even if it was a great ministry opportunity, it was a loss, financial losses for our family. But so to be able to come home and be like, not, I never know which one's bad, red or black in the financial thing. But to come home and not be in a bad state was nice. I was exhausted today though. How did you do? Cause like, we didn't get in until like 12:30 last night and you had school. So how did you do today?
First period was sleepy.
I don't have another con for 2 weeks. And so, we're going to get a chance to kind of recoup and put some stuff back together, and also have to really start pushing the vertical mini con, our church's Comic Con that I'm hosting in April. So, got to really start working on that this week. But
is that the week after Fayetteville Comic Con or before Fayetteville?
Before Fayetteville Comic Con.
Okay.
It's the Saturday after Easter, and
the week before Fayetteville.
Yeah. So we're gonna have, you know, we'll have time to do family stuff and then like set up for that. But yeah, it was just honestly, it was a good show. I'm glad I did it. And I know, and we're lucky and we're blessed. We're not lucky. We're blessed that I know not every Artist Alley person did as well as we did or had the responses we did. And you know, I'm really grateful for that. And for everybody that stopped by our panel, for everybody that stopped by our booth, for all the people that helped, for the people that gave us stickers, to Cooper Andrews, who gave me peach cobbler, to Jackie, who put a tiny hand on my table. like, everybody that just helped in and chipped out, thank you for being awesome. To the people at our church that filled in for me while I was gone on Sunday. Just all the stuff, thank you for that. And I'm grateful. So we're going to get out of here. We need to watch the season finale of Doctor Who.
It's ironic because you're wearing your Doctor Who shirt right now.
Oh yeah, maybe I did that on purpose.
No,
I didn't. It was just.